The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you were in a good, solid, Bible-believing church this weekend. Churches are now opening up again. And I've said it many times in the last 2 weeks, but let me repeat it. It's time to go back to church. It is time to go back. The COVID numbers are dropping like crazy. Less than 300 again today here in the state of Ohio. And churches are now opening wide open. If you still want to wear a mask, that is fine. And I'm serious. Don't be embarrassed. Don't worry about what other people think about you. Just go to church. We were able to be back in our home church again yesterday. A wonderful message, great music, and we were just thrilled to be back with our family. So anyway, we had a good weekend, and once again, I hope you did as well. Let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Things are really getting interesting about the origins of the COVID-19 virus. And again, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on this because it would be so repetitious. You and I have talked about this many, many times. But a year ago, when Donald Trump implied that this may have come from a lab in Wuhan, China, he was called a xenophobe. He was called a racist. He was called a lunatic. He was called a nut job. He was called everything in the books. When Senator Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, and a few other Republican lawmakers implied, you know, we really need to look into this lab thing out of China. They were shouted down. They were rebuked. They were made fun of. They were villainized. They were called kooks, crazy, conspiracy nuts, racist, xenophobes. They were called everything in the book because they said, you know what? We need to examine this. We really need to look into it. So the Trump administration had ordered a full investigation through the State Department, a full investigation into the origins of the COVID virus, and specifically to investigate if the lab in Wuhan, China had anything to do with it. as soon as Joe Biden was inaugurated, stopped it. Stopped it in its tracks. Nope. No more investigation. Nope, 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 nope. No more investigation. We're not going there. China had nothing to do with it. Everybody knows China had nothing to do with it. We're going to stop that investigation. That was then. Fast forward to the last 3 to 4 weeks. Several news sources, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, of all people, even the left-leaning, biased, unreliable Washington Post began raising questions. There may be something to this thing about it being leaked either accidentally or intentionally out of this lab in China. Suddenly, President Biden does a 180. And I mean a 180. And he now starts an investigation through the State Department and intelligence agencies. Now, remember, he said, no, this is a conspiracy. No, no. So he now has started what Trump started and he stopped. You still with me? The news media has picked up on this. 60 Minutes over the weekend interviewed some former State Department officials, and they said, this is a real possibility. We're not discounting this anymore. We're not laughing about it anymore. This is a possibility. And then just moments ago, just before we went on the air, I saw Secretary of State Blinken being questioned by a Republican representative, and I don't remember which one it was, but a Republican representative, Secretary of State Blinken, was being interrogated, questioned before Congress. This Republican representative asked point blank to Secretary Blinken, are you still looking at the possibility that this virus was part of a bioweapons program and that it was either intentionally or accidentally leaked from the lab in Wuhan, China, and that COVID-19 is actually a biological weapon developed in the lab? You should have seen the expression on Secretary Blinken's face. He paused. He hawed around. And then finally he said, we're open to all of the possibilities and are investigating all of the possibilities. So President Biden's Secretary of State admitted today in Congress, this is a possibility, that this was a virus developed as a weapon in this Chinese laboratory, and it was either accidentally or intentionally leaked out of the lab. Now, he didn't say they did it, no, but he said, we're looking at all of those, and yes, that is one of the possibilities. Could you imagine a greater turnaround by a president and the State Department going from this is a kooky, crazy, nutty conspiracy and nobody in their right mind could ever believe this except for a bunch of racist nut job conspiracy kooks, nobody would believe this, to testifying before Congress. We're looking into this, and yes, it is a possibility. Interesting, isn't it? And I will leave it at that. All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, the good guys do win sometimes. Here is another church in California that has won a huge lawsuit against the state of California. This makes four or five in the last month. This time it is South Bay United Pentecostal Church. State of California said, you shut down or else. United Pentecostal Church said, hey, we're going to be safe. We're going to use common sense, but no, we're going to meet together. State of California says, oh, no, you're not. We're going to shut you down. We are going to fine you. United Pentecostal Church says, go for it, big boy. We're going to sue you. The Alliance Defending Freedom came to their aid, and the state of California has agreed to pay $1.6 million in attorney fees to settle a lawsuit filed by South Bay United Pentecostal Church. It also agreed to pay $550,000 in attorney fees to settle a lawsuit filed by a Catholic priest by the name of Trevor Burfitt. All told, in these two cases, California is shelling out $2,150,000 in these two cases. I spoke in error. It was not Alliance Defending Freedom. These two cases were defended by the Thomas More Society. I apologize. The ADF is involved in so many of these cases, but in these two cases, it was the Thomas More Society. Here is part of a statement released by the Thomas More Society. Quote, the South Bay case represents an unprecedented three trips to the United States Supreme Court in a one-year period, which resulted in a landmark decision that opened up the churches in California for 40 million people. Said the special counsel for the Thomas More Society. The permanent injunctions in these cases uphold and protect one of the most cherished principles in our republic, the free exercise of religion. Good for them. Yeah, took the entire state to court, and they won. Speaking of courts, this is an interesting article from a conservative publication. But here's the headline: Unpacked and Undivided. Is the court sending a message with a litany of 9-0 decisions? Now, let me summarize the story. The story indicates that the Supreme Court in the last 2 or 3 months have handed down a series of unanimous decisions, 9-0, on many different kinds of cases. Now, what is the point of the story? The liberal left, the Democrats, are saying we got to pack the court. The conservatives have control. It's unbalanced. And we got to pack the court. We got to add 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 new justices. While we got a liberal Democrat in the White House, we need to, because with the conservative majority, people are not going to be represented. It's not going to represent the American people, blah, 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 blah. Well, we have a series of unanimous 9-0 decisions. And the point is, if it was so unbalanced and the conservatives had a stranglehold on the court, then why have all of the justices been in agreement on so many cases? Good point. Yeah, I think it's a good point. And then this article. I want to get this in before the top of the hour break. 23 states now have sued the Biden administration over the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline. Two more attorneys general have joined the others, and now there are 23 different states that are suing the Biden administration. Montana became the latest. The Montana attorney general said, quote, "The Constitution is clear that presidents do not have the power to regulate foreign and interstate commerce or to unilaterally undo an act of Congress." Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody and Alaska Attorney General Treg Taylor were added to the complaint list, all saying that the action by President Biden in the first day of office through executive order is an overreach and absolutely unconstitutional. So 23 out of the 50 states have sued the Biden administration concerning the Keystone pipeline. That is going to be another fascinating case to follow. When we come back, I've got a story you have got to hear. A psychiatrist recently lectured in the Yale Medical School. You will not believe what this psychiatrist said. Please stick with me. We'll be right back.